This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
We need to practice understanding and acknowledging when something is God. This may seem completely ridiculous to you, but there are some times I want a close parking space. Other days, I could care less. I'm like, oh, I need the exercise, I'll walk. But there are certain times where I'm on a time crunch and I want a good parking space. And I'll start praying ahead of time. It's usually if I'm going to court and I'm like, oh Lord, you know how parking is up at the courthouse, I need a good space. And somebody will pull out of a space for me. And well, God doesn't care about that. He does. He cares about every detail in your life. He cares. He knows the number of hair on your head. And for many of us, that number changes every day. Some grow in, some grow out. And some shine, and it's good. Shiny is good. But what we know is He cares. And when it says that He surrounds you, it's every single angle. Right? I mean. And when we say surrounds you, it's not just around. You remember, and I love the way that you teach this, and the Star of David, right? The Star of David has all these points around it, but the way that it's created is for us to be on the inside of it. So that when we're surrounded, it's not just around the sides, it's top and bottom. It's every angle that you are surrounded by the favor of God. And when you have God's favor, it doesn't matter what man thinks of you. Man's opinion of you will ultimately change because they can't stand against the favor of God. You know, there will be times where people will do things for you and they'll make comments. I've never done this before, but for some reason I'm going to do this for you. I can't tell you how many times we hear that, right? I mean, this woman chased us down the ramp when you're boarding an airplane, chased us down the ramp. Mr. Owen, we have seats for you guys in first class. Okay. I mean, we're like, this woman is literally chasing us. Like, it was a little creepy, you know, because you're in this tunnel and, you know, you're like, oh, somebody's running after. But it's the favor of God. And so we need to acknowledge that is God's favor upon my life. I don't despise it. I don't think less of it. And I recognize it every time that it shows up. And I have an expectation for it to be a constant. Not just, oh, it's periodically here. No, this is the way that we live our lives. Amen? Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Okay, let's pause there. No weapon. How many weapons? Does this have an exceptions? No weapon. No. So what are some weapons that might form against you? Missiles, sickness, COVID-19, rumors? Okay. What? I heard blades. Blades or plagues, it doesn't matter, right? Whichever. But any weapon that forms against you, right? Any weapon, poverty, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, COVID-19. Any weapon that forms against you, it says no weapon. No, not one. Now, so here's the thing. Where's your expectation where this is concerned? How far have you measured this one out? And I tell this story all the time because it bears repeating. I used to be allergic to being stung by yellow jackets, and I would have a really bad reaction to it. But I also had a tree in front of our house, this big bush, that attracted them. I know, it was logical. But anyway, it was a pretty bush. But they would just, you know, in whatever season, it was all over it, right? Bees, yellow jackets, whatever they were. Anyway, so this, I walk out the door, and I'm not a preacher yet. I'm just learning, growing, learning the word. And I walk out the door, and this thing, it looks confused when it stings me. Like, I never, it was like a cartoon. Like, it was just like, and it stings me. And I'm like, I can't believe this just happened, first of all. And I couldn't think of 1 Peter 2:24 to save my life. I know 1 Peter 2:24. Everybody does, right? Who himself bore my sickness in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes I was healed. Couldn't think of it. But this I had meditated on. And in that moment, that stinger was a weapon. And I laid hold of, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I had no reaction to it at all. None. But see, the thing is, how far will you measure this out? You know, Pastor Kurt has measured this out, that where it says nothing shall by any means hurt me. We'll look at that in just a moment. But if the plane crashes, he's going to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not even have the smell of smoke on him, and he decided he needs his luggage for wherever he was going to, right? Because when you meditate on the scripture, you're laying hold of what is the truth in this. What is the weapon that's being formed against you? Now, does it say no weapon will be formed against you? But that's where Christians want to be. We want it to be, oh, no weapon can form against me. That's not what this scripture says. And that's where we lose a lot of people. A lot of people stop at, oh, well, if God was faithful, if God's word's true, then why is this weapon forming against me? Well, this weapon is forming against you because you live in a fallen world. But the weapon is not the problem. Your reaction to the weapon is the issue. Because if you are looking at that weapon saying, it doesn't matter if it's a loaded gun and it's pointed at my loaded head, it's not going to prosper, right? I mean, Pastor Kurtz told stories about how weapons have misfired, couldn't prosper. He calls me from Israel when he's at the embassy opening in Jerusalem. Honey, when you see the news reports that these missiles are going off, don't worry, I'm okay. Well, I knew that anyway, because when he leaves, he's always coming home alive to me. Amen. So these are the calls that I get when he travels, right? But the thing is, I'm not afraid, and he's not afraid, and it doesn't matter where he goes, we're laying hold of the promise. Now, I will say this. One of the things that happens is that people say, well, I'm laying hold of Psalm 91. Psalm 91 works as a prayer of protection. It does, period. We need to understand how it works. One of the things that happened when, it still pertains to no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but it kind of leads into Psalm 91. But one of the things that happened is I was at work, and for those of you who don't know, I'm a victim advocate at the police department. It's my day job, and sometimes a night job. So one of the things that happened was that there was a woman, she was a believer, spirit-filled believer, and she worked at Publix, and had an unction to not go to work that day. She never calls out. And the duties that she has gets things set up for the day at the store. And she was like, I just don't feel like I should go to work tomorrow. But she's never called in before. She's like, I'll just go in and I'll get stuff set up. And in the morning, she's got this unction. Shouldn't go to work today. Went to work. Well, when she pulled in the parking space, she pulled in a parking space that had a light post in front of it, and she'd seen these sketchy-looking people over on the side by the ATM machine, but she didn't do anything about it. She didn't follow the witness that was on the inside of her that didn't seem right. And so she is in her car, and then they pull up behind her and block her in, so now she's got a lamp post in front of her and a car behind her, and they come up with a sawed-off shotgun and stick it at her window and tell her to give them her wallet. Now, in this moment, I've never had a sawed-off shotgun put in my face, so I can't understand exactly what the emotions are, but I get called because there are emotions involved in this, right? So I go and I'm doing some crisis counseling with her, and I'm talking to her and stuff, and then she says something about the Lord, and she says something about Psalm 91, and so she opened a door. So we start having this conversation, and I'm like, well, tell me about what was leading up to it. You know, so end of the story, we caught the juvenile. They were juveniles. We caught them. They got punished. But what happens in the midst of this is she and I are talking, and now she starts to tell me, well, I have this feeling that I shouldn't go. I shouldn't, you know, but it was going to impact so many people. So I figured I would just go home after I did this. But see, the entire time Psalm 91 was in operation, because the Lord was trying to tell her, don't go. It did not take him by surprise. And even if she'd have parked in a different parking space when she recognized what was going on, she could have driven away. But see, and I'm not trying to blame her, but let's be very clear. If I have to choose between her and the Lord, I'm blaming her, right? Now, that was the decision of those kids to commit that crime. But the reality is the Lord tried to preserve her from ever experiencing it because Psalm 91 was in operation. So we need to learn how to cooperate with it. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing